Book review: Hunger Pains, Life Inside Food Bank Britain. Adrian Remington, Chesterfield Socialist Party. When I saw this book, the title said to me, you must buy this. The one thing I can promise, that you will become outraged reading it. The author, Kayleigh Garthwaite, a university researcher, spent 18 months as a food bank volunteer in Stockton-on-Tees. The book is packed with technical information, government policy towards the poor, personal interviews and case studies. A whole chapter is dedicated to informing you how our food bank works. The whole book is an eye-opener, which deals with the old arguments of deserving and undeserving poor. The only words of encouragement throughout Hunger Pains is a short sentence saying that pensioners do not use food banks. Even this isn't true. A fifth of pensioners were in poverty before the inflation crisis hit. There is an urban myth that anyone just visits a food bank as an alternative to shopping at Tesco. The truth is that you have to have a red voucher from a citizen's advice, a GP or similar professional, before you can obtain an emergency pack of food, which is for 3 days. Trussell Trust is very concerned that people will become dependent upon its service. In theory, a person or family is only allowed to use the food bank 3 times a year. The root causes for the need to use food banks are poverty, low pay and insecure work. These can worsen mental health and contribute to other problems, like addiction. Tory policies for people on benefits mean severe delays and sanctions, leaving people without money for long periods of time. It really beggars belief, as the interviews show. People work 2 or 3 jobs, and their earnings will still not stretch after paying housing costs to pay for food. The book also states that there is a number as large as the people who use food banks who would rather starve than accept a red voucher because of the stigma. There would be no need for food banks if we had socialism. The US has had food banks since 1967, and they are now regarded as an integral part of the welfare system there and in Canada. Food banks are here to stay for as long as we have capitalism. I bought the book, was informed by it, and everyone should read it. Hunger Pains is published by Policy Press.